Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month. My first guest hasn't been with us in probably 25 years. He's a TV host, singer, actor, and author. John Davidson will be joining us. Then from NASCAR, Kyle Petty will be here talking about how NBC is taking over the second half of covering the NASCAR races. Comedian with a new book about marriage, Dustin Nickerson will be joining us. We'll talk about summer travel with Laura Bloom. From the Pawn Shop, Rick Harrison, a Green Beret and an MMA fighter who's got a book called Scars and Stripes, Tim Kennedy will be on the show. Baratunde Thurston with a new program on PBS, and we're going to talk about hurricane preparedness with Diana Scudder. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. A quick pause and we'll be here with my first guest this first hour, John Davidson.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
July is one of the most patriotic months of the year. This is the perfect time for Flag Time to announce the launch of a special July Kickstarter campaign for Flag Guard. Flag Guard is a flag display unit that does more than just display old glory. Visit flagtime.com and click on the Kickstarter link to see what you've been missing when it comes to flying your flag. Not only will this unit protect your flag, but it will also protect your home with the built-in security camera. A light sensor will unfurl the flag when the sun comes up and put it away safely when the sun goes down. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. Would you like to fly your flag at night? Turn on the LED light system. Everything is controlled from an app on your smartphone. Learn all about the Flag Guard at flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. There, you'll see not only our prototypes in action, but you'll also learn about the July-only pricing and meet the Flag Guard team. Flagtime.com, that's flagtime.com. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment, one wonderful moment, when fate takes his hand. This is the moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting life.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, who you are listening to is a friend of ours for many, many years. We're in our 32nd year of doing this national radio show. And when we started, our next guest was with us a couple, three times a month. And I haven't talked to him in years. I am very excited that he is here. And he's going to entertain us with some great news that he's got in his remarkable career. Joining us right now is a longtime friend, John Davidson. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to hear you again.
Ron, it's great to see you again. Man, we've done so much stuff over the years. And that recording was, I think you just played. I just heard a little bit of something there. I've had a lot of recordings, but performing live has always been my fun thing. You know that. And I performed a lot in the Orlando area as well. Did a lot of things at Disney and stuff. But I have my own club now in Sandwich, New Hampshire, called Club Sandwich. It's a barn. Of course, it's a barn if it's New Hampshire. I've got a lot of old barns. And it's just 44 seats, but I'm singing with my guitar and a bass player. And I love the intimacy of it. It's a very intimate little theater. I feel like I'm singing in my living room. I sit on ladies' laps and sing and tell jokes.
I'm very excited about this. I just found out about this a couple of days ago, and it was funny because I was thinking about you the other day about all of the 82 appearances on Johnny's Tonight Show. And, you know, I wonder what John's doing. You and I used to talk when you lived on your boat. That's how long we go back.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I was getting that boat ready. As I was going to turn 50, this was 30 years ago, I thought my life was going to be over soon, and so I wanted a great adventure. I took my own boat through the Panama Canal, and I must have talked to you from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting the boat ready for that trip. Thanks for remembering that, man.
And also remember the time that you were in Orlando, and you were gracious enough to meet some of my family that were visiting from the north backstage at, I think it was the Bob Carr Center. I think the show, John, was either Oklahoma or State Fair.
Yeah, I toured with Oklahoma a lot. I played Curly until I was like 55. I was too old to be Curly. He should be a young cowboy. But yeah, and then I did State Fair, the musical on our way to Broadway, actually played Orlando in that. I've done a lot of Broadway stuff, and then I got into television, hosted Hollywood Squares, and that's incredible, and sat in for Carson. It's been a crazy career.
But you know, I got to tell you something. Your humor, your talent, whether it be acting, singing, is incomparable, really. I mean, you do a terrific job. Now, I have to tell you something. I know that you've had like 13 albums out. And early on in the early 70s, I started singing with a little rhythm section. And today now I tour with a 15-piece orchestra. But I got to tell you, back in 72, 73, because I was a disc jockey at that time, the song that I thought should have been Your Million Seller, and the song that I did, and a great song, I can't remember the name of the album, but the song was called Every Time I Sing a Love Song. That should have been a number one record.
Ron, I thank you so much for bringing that. Yeah. Every time I sing a love song, I'll be singing it to you. It was a song that I think Elvis had recorded and never released. And, yeah, I thought that should have been a hit, too. I thought it was very well produced. But I wasn't set up to be a hit record guy. Tony Orlando is a good friend, and he got me in the studio and tried to get me to make a hit record. A guy named David Gates, who used to sing with Bread, got me into the studio and tried to help me get a hit. I've never had a hit, but yeah, thank you for remembering that. That was a good song.
I love that song, and I have it on an album here in my studio right now, but believe it or not, I was going to play it. I don't have a record player. Can you believe that? Now, you mentioned Tony.
I just got a record player again myself. Yeah, thanks for remembering that, man.
You mentioned Tony Orlando. Tony's a dear friend of mine. In fact, last week he was over my house with his wife, Franny, for dinner. And I'll have to remind him about that because I didn't realize that he was so involved in trying to get you to have a hit record. And you deserved it. I got to be honest, you have.
It was just one time, but I think he, you know, he said you've got to phrase things differently. He said you're doing things like Curly in Oklahoma. You got to find your own style, and I eventually did, and it turned out okay, but he tried to help me. It was great.
Well, I have to tell you, yeah, he's a great guy, and if anybody's going to help somebody, he's the guy to do it. You know, you mentioned all of your television work, too. I mean, you had the Tom Jones Summer Replacement Show, the Kraft Summer Music Hall. You have done so many things on stage, and you also recreated with your wife a card game called Borderline USA. You wrote a book and a play, and you played the wizard in the Broadway musical Wicked. So it's not like you haven't been busy, busy, busy. You're like the old guy, Billy DeWolf, that used to be on The Tonight Show.
I think it's variety. I think I get bored easily. So, yeah, I started on Broadway, and then this is a sitcom with Sally Field, and then wrote the book and the play. And Borderline USA is our geography card game to teach people where the states are. That's still available at johndavidson.com. I think I love the versatility of my career, and that's what kept me going. But I think it is confusing. People say, who is John Davidson? Well, I'm a Swiss Army knife, not just a spear. I can do many things, and I love the versatility.
And you have it. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you are very versatile and very appealing to audiences of all ages. Now, John, this Club Sandwich that is located in Sandwich, New Hampshire, as you mentioned, you do these shows with you and a bass player Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You do them only between, and this is the second season, June 24th and October 2nd. And it only has 44 seats, so you got to make reservations relatively quick. But I sense that you love the intimacy, as you alluded to, because it's an altogether different venue than you would do in Las Vegas in a big showroom.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very intimate. And but I'm still doing like a Las Vegas-type show. I have rear projection screens, the multimedia show. We were sold out all last summer. Wow. I was just doing Friday and Saturday. So this year I've added an extra show on Sunday matinee, so people want to come during the daytime. And I present other artists on Thursday nights. I present touring shows as well that come through. But I just love doing it. At my age, performing is on my singing and telling jokes is better than sex. Of course, most things are at my age.
See, that's pretty funny. I hate to say this, but I kind of relate to that. I would never admit it until you just did. But I feel your pain on that. What do you do in the wintertime? Do you come down here to Florida, do any gigs down here or other places where it's sunny and warm?
I have a daughter, yep, who lives in Atlanta, Florida. So I come down to Florida often to see her. My son lives in Mexico, over in La Paz, Mexico, in Baja. So I actually have a boat a boat on the Sea of Cortez. I spent some time on my boat there in the Sea of Cortez. And I also enjoy the New Hampshire winters, too. I get around to see my kids. I have three kids. I love getting around to see them. Yeah, I'm a grandpa. I've got six grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. I can't picture that. I could talk to you for hours, John. We have a lot of catching up to do. I wish that you come back and join us again when you have more time. I want to remind everybody that they can go to johndavidson.com/cubsandwich to make reservations for his second season that starts on the 24th of this month. But, John, you got to visit us more often. I enjoy you being here, and it's been way too long since our last visit. So can we do this more often in the future?
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the invitation. I'll let you know when I'm in town. All the best, Ron. It's great to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too, John. Congratulations on the second season. Good luck, my friend. Our guest has been singer, actor, writer, host of television shows, the full package, John Davidson. And again, the place to go if you want tickets to his big show that is in Sandwich, New Hampshire, Club Sandwich, is to johndavidson.com/Club Sandwich. The amazing part about John, and I say this affectionately, okay, he had over 13, 14 albums. He never had a hit record. Not fair. This guy really and truly was a talented and continues to be a talented entity in the entertainment business. Good voice, great arrangements, great songs, and a great entertainer. The full package, really, when you go on stage. He does it all. Comedy, singing, dances. He is really the premier performer, but never had a chart record. John Davidson. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular Miller, glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, coming up is the change of the guards. For the first half of the NASCAR season, it was televised on ESPN. It will now switch over to NBC carrying the weekly action of the NASCAR circuit. And, of course, in the announcer's booth, it's going to be our next guest, former stock car driver from the King Petty family, veteran stock car driver, and commentator Kyle Petty, and Brian Ashcroft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services. Kyle, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Well, before we start, Brian, I want to tell Kyle that you got the best job in the world. You know that? I mean, what a great way to spend the weekend. And congratulations on all the success that you and your family have had over many, many years.
Thank you very much. I used to have the best job in the world because I used to get, they let me actually drive a race car. That was the best job. Now I've got the second best job. I get to talk about it.
Well, you know, Kyle, your father has been on our show several times, and even your son Adam had been on a couple of times. And this is a sport that has never faltered when it comes to paying tribute to the veterans. You know, some other sports have had controversy. Not racing.
No, never racing. Never racing. And I think that's because, honestly, if we go back to the very, very, very beginning of the sport, when we go back to the early 40s, when stock car racing really took off and when NASCAR was formed in 48, 49, right there, when you look back, and I look back at that part of the sport, a lot of the initial guys in the sport were veterans from World War II.
Right.
They'd come back from Europe. They were looking for something, looking for excitement. Remember, this was a southeastern sport. This is where it was born. So what better way to have a little excitement than to take an old Chevy and go run circles in a cow pasture somewhere? And that's where stock car racing came from. So I don't think we've ever gotten away from that part of our roots and the respect that we have for the military.
Of course, your grandfather was part of that initial family of stock car drivers.
Yes, sir, he was. Now, I will say this. My grandfather was older when he started racing, and I like to tell people that he didn't come from the military. He came from the beverage transportation business. That's what, to be politically correct, that's why he was in before he started driving. He was that rare breed that came out of that side of it.
That is funny. That really is. Well, when you talk about dynasties, in politics, it's Kennedys and Bushes, and in show business, it's Douglas, and music, it's Presley, and in automobile racing, it's the Petty family. Now, tell us, Kyle, how you teamed up with this Liberty Tax Service. You mean to tell me that we tax the disability payments on veterans?
Here's how we kind of came about and how we got teamed up, really. Last year, Liberty Tax Service got involved in NASCAR and came to NASCAR as a sponsor in the Truck Series. So they have invested in the sport. They have become part of the sport. And as you say, my family's been around this sport since the late 40s, so if you come to the sport and you want to help the sport, then we want to help you, and that's kind of the way it is.
Kyle, a preview of this Sunday's running, what do you think is going to happen here Sunday?
You know what? Probably a really good question because I don't think anybody really knows. I think watching the race last weekend, watching some of the practices and the drafting, there's a different rule this year where NASCAR has really opened the door and said, okay, there's not a ride height rule You guys can run any springs, any shocks, anything you want to run. You've just got to do what you want to do, basically, is what it is when it comes to chassis setup. In the past, we haven't had that. It's been more dictated to what these guys could run. So we've got two different views. We've got guys that are out there trying to run really, really fast and guys that are out there trying to get comfortable and be able to race. So I think the cars are all over the racetrack right now, and that's what the drivers are talking about. No matter what your car is doing, you've got to watch out for what somebody else is doing. So it's going to be interesting to see how the young guys, and there's so many young guys in the sport right now, how they approach this and how the veterans, like guys like that, approach it. Because I think they'll be more conservative, where the younger guys will put it all on the line a little bit. And where those two worlds collide, we're going to see who the survivor is. But it's going to be an interesting race. This may be one of the most interesting that we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
What are your thoughts on the fact that they're going to have one less crew member out there in the pits?
Yeah, you know, that's a NASCAR thing for supposedly saving money. And, you know, racing and saving money is an oxymoron. I don't think they go together. Let me tell you something. We, growing up in a racing family, if we had a buck, we spent it on a race car. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's always going to be, because you're going to spend as much money as it can, as you can, to go faster and to win and to beat that other guy. So I do think that in the big picture of the sport, it probably is a positive move, because it does limit what some of the upper teams can do and the amount of money that they spend. I don't like parity in any sport, I will say that, but I do believe that it will help some of these teams stay in business. So I think it's a plus.
Kyle, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how your dad's doing.
You know what? He's doing good. And still kicking, still at the racetrack, goes to the racetrack every week. He's been going to the racetrack. When my grandfather started racing, my dad was, I think, 12 or 13 years old. And my dad's gone to the racetrack almost every week of his life since that point in time. So I think if he took the racetrack away from him, that he would just sit down and just slowly deteriorate and go away. Because he needs a race car, he needs to smell that gasoline, he needs to see cars running fast.
I got to tell you, it would be very hard to take away that hat, too. That would be another one. That would be another one. Kyle, the next time we chat, I want to talk about why Chrysler, the muscle car manufacturer, is still not back into the NASCAR circuit. I don't understand that for any reason. I mean, your dad certainly knew the success of those cars.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many different manufacturers that have come and gone in the sport. You know, listen, remember when GM had the Buicks and the Oldsmobiles,
right,
and all
right.
that, and all that's kind of disappeared too, and Chrysler's not in the sport right now, but hopefully they're taking another peek at it. We've heard rumors over the last 12 to 18 months that they're taking another look at it, so hopefully they'll be back soon.
That would be huge. Brian, can you give us that website again for the veterans who are now eligible for this tax rebate?
Certainly. It's LibertyTaxVeteransHelp.com.
Brian Ashcraft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services, and Kyle Petty. Kyle, you got to come back, but we're going to need to talk more about racing these days, and I'll come up one of these Sundays and join you in the booth if you don't mind. I'd love to have that little nice second job that you have there.
Come on up, man. You can talk. You can do it, man.
You can do it. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Brian. And we'll be watching Sunday. Kyle Petty and Brian Ashcraft. And as we mentioned in the introduction, over the past couple of years, the season for NASCAR, which goes from February, where the Daytona 500 is done, right up until the end of October, they split the season. ESPN does the first half of the season, and then NBC takes over, and they air the NASCAR series, and one of the commentators in the booth is our guest and friend for a long time, Kyle Petty, of course, from the Petty family, who produced Lee Petty, the grandfather of Kyle, Richard Petty, the king, Kyle Petty, and his son Adam, which unfortunately was lost in an automobile accident on the NASCAR circuit a couple of years ago at a very young age. I think he was like 19 or 20. We had talked to him just a couple of weeks before that. But that is a dynasty that is unparalleled in the sport. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, so stick around. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Joe Biden told Arab leaders at a summit on Saturday that the U.S. would not walk away from the Middle East. He wrapped up a four-day trip in that part of the world without any explicit assurances that the Saudis would pump for more oil. Still, Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeer told CBS News that more oil will not lower the price at the pump in the United States.
High gasoline prices are really a function of many, many things. One is the fact that America has a shortage of refining capacity. No refinery has been built in decades. And so even if you bring more oil to the market, if it cannot be refined into gasoline, it will not lead to a drop of prices at the pump.
The president met with the Saudi crown prince on Friday, making it clear that the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was, quote, vitally important to him and the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest on the show is a funny guy. There's no doubt about it. I've seen him in action several times, and he is hilarious. He has been on the road performing about 300 shows a year, and you've seen him on Comedy Central, Hulu, Fox, and Netflix alongside Kevin Hart. Overwhelmed was a comedy special that he did. Was one of the highest-rated comedy specials on Amazon Prime. And he's got a brand-new book out right now called How to Be Married to Melissa, A Hilarious Guide to a Happier, One-of-a-Kind Marriage. Joining us right now is Dustin Nickerson. Hey, Dustin, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I got to tell you something. You're one funny guy, and I love this new book that you have. And as I mentioned before, ladies and gentlemen, it's called How to Be Married to Melissa, and this draws on an 18-year marriage to your wife, Melissa. And I got to tell you something, Dustin. Compared to my length of marriage, I mean, that's like overnight. I mean, when I got married, Jesus actually performed the ceremony. I mean, that's how long ago it was. I mean, it was weird.
Pre-year, post-resurrection.
Post-resurrection.
I know post-resurrection, his cost really went up.
Yeah. There were dinosaurs there and, you know, ice carvings of dinosaurs. It was unbelievable. So tell us why it's a challenge to be married to Melissa. And the one thing I like about this book, it's relatable because if someone thinks that Melissa is just one person that is hard to be married to, well, guess what? You're not alone.
Yeah, you know, the whole premise of the book is I think marriage books are such a crock, you know, when someone comes in and tells you how to be married, like a just general marriage. It's like, how dare you? I mean, we're two different people with two different sets of problems, two different sets of stories. There's no chapter in a book that's going to tell you about how, hey, your wife doesn't like the way you chew. Well, that's the thing that I got to deal with. My wife doesn't like the way I chew, but nobody put that in any book.
Right.
So I go, well, how about I just write a marriage book about one marriage, our marriage, and hopefully some people maybe can glean some things along the way. And if nothing else, look at how messed up our marriage is and go, hey, if they can make it work, anybody can make it work.
That's right. And that's what I said before. Everybody thinks that they are the only ones with the issues. And I'm sure that it goes the other way. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if your wife likes this routine and likes this book. But I've been married long enough, Dustin, to know that as long as it pays the mortgage and a new car and food on the table, they don't care what you say about it.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. Does my wife like this book? She likes the residual.
Right.
And, listen, my wife is significantly more attractive than me, which is why we put her on the cover.
Yes,
like,
she is.
We need to move some copies of this thing. You know, if we just put my dumb, ugly face on there, no one's going to buy this.
But you're right. She is a very beautiful woman, and you're a very lucky guy if you have a woman like that. Now, you talk about being on the road for 300 shows a year. That is unbelievable. But if you really do the math, and I did this, Dustin, okay? If you really do the math, the time spent on the road 300 days a year, you've only been married 6 days.
Yeah, you know, we might as well still be on our honeymoon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I work with my wife. My wife works with me 24/7, okay? So we've been married exactly 722 years. I mean, that's really being
Yeah.
Married. Now, you...
Yeah, I know. I mean, you guys got married in the dark because, I mean, it was the only option.
Yes,
free electricity,
right.
You know. Yeah, we, you know, that is one of the real challenges of our marriage is, you know, the road dates. Now, I'm not gone 300 days a year, but I am gone a lot, you know, at least on weekends, Thursday, Friday, because, you know, you do two shows a night, so that 300, you know, it could be, it encapsulates pretty quick. But that's one of the things that even kind of came from this book is people would go in and they would look at my road travel schedule and they go, oh, we could never do that. And we'll go, well, you were never supposed to. It's our marriage, not your marriage. Because I hear you go that, you know, I work with my wife when we go 24/7, like, I go, sometimes I go, I don't know if me and my wife could do the no break thing. You know, sometimes the occasional, hey, I'll see you in a day or two isn't the worst thing.
Yeah, I know. Recently, my son flew me up to St. Louis as a Father's Day and birthday present, okay? And I told my wife, I said, would you like to come? And she said, no, absolutely not. And I thought to myself, oh, what, why, you know? And she was thinking what I was thinking, too. I need 7 days away from you, you know? And I thought to myself, gee, I hate to be 7 days away from her, but you know what? I could have made it 10. It would have been okay, you know, after you get a little loose after a while. You know, the book really,
yeah,
the book is relatable. And I think that's what people like to do when they read a book or watch a movie. It's relatable. Sometimes you see a movie and you say, man, I'm never going to own, you know, half the oil wells in Texas, you know, a big oil well story. This is relatable. Everything you talk about in the book is relatable.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for here is we took the most common points of strife in a relationship. Money, in-laws, sex, kids, faith, the things that people tend to have fights over. I gave no advice. I made very clear this is not an advice book. Do not come in here looking for someone to help your marriage through some, but said, this is what it looks like for us. These are the fights we've had. This is how we've navigated them. This is what we've gotten through. And coincidentally, and I won't say ironically because there was an intention to it, you know, I think it ends up being pretty relatable along the way. You know, you can go through and go, oh, goodness gracious, I thought we were the only people that had been harboring a fight from a board game 20 years ago. Ends up, no, this guy that wrote a marriage book, him and his wife are too.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I love the routine you do about your one daughter who is very aggressive, and she talks to your wife like you wish you could.
Yeah, I got to tell that joke on TV a couple weeks ago, and my daughter tuned in, and she goes, oh, I'm so excited to watch this. And I go, hey, I do the joke about you being mean. I hope you're not offended by it and you're embarrassed by it. She goes, are you kidding me? That's so true.
Yeah, that's great.
Love it.
You know, you come off as the average Joe, but I got to tell you something. The technique and the shtick that you do is really good. I mean, and again, I watch you in front of different audiences, including a club that was primarily a black audience, and they loved you. I mean, you were just, you're good with all demographics and a universal type humor, and that's the secret to this whole deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think that I'm a non-political guy. I think a lot of what we've grown weary of as people is the lack of authenticity from our leaders in all various forms and fashions, whether it's our athletes or our government officials or whoever it may be. And so I try and just go up there and be myself and be as authentic and as relatable as possible. And ends up, that can really get you somewhere.
Yeah, it sure can. And your longevity will go a long way with that. Do you ever get down to the Florida area?
Yeah, you know, Florida is a part of the tour. You know, we were all touring Florida a little bit in the height of COVID because it was one of the only places that was still open for business.
Right.
Florida acted like that wasn't going on. So, yeah, you know, I actually, in the summer of 2020, you know, my job was still illegal. You weren't allowed to do stand-up comedy. And I did a backyard tour. I literally just put out to my fans, hey, who has a backyard? I'll come perform there.
I remember.
And I did some dates in Florida. Well, yeah, it was fantastic. I did some dates down there. And I think I'll be probably back to Florida most likely early 2023. My current tour is not hitting there this year, but I'm sure I'll hit there at the beginning of next year.
Well, let us know in the Orlando area. We'd like to have you back on the show. We'd like to have you back on the show whenever you're free, because I know you're on a busy schedule right now. And the book is called How to Be Married to Melissa, Hilarious Guide to a Happier One-of-a-Kind Marriage. And, Dustin, what is the website that you have?
It's just my name, Dustin Nickerson, N-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N, DustinNickerson.com. That'll take you to my book, my comedy special, my tour dates, all of the above.
Okay. And, Dustin, really, come back when you get a chance, okay? Don't be a stranger around here. I enjoy your work, and I'm glad that you're doing well with it, and I wish you much success with the book.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Dustin. A funny guy, really. If you get a chance to see him, you got to do it. And to go a step further, get the book, okay? It's called How to Be Married to Melissa, which was his high school sweetheart, A Hilarious Guide to a Happier One-of-a-Kind Marriage. It's a lot of laughs. And if you've been married for a while, there's a lot of similarities in the book. Hey, I want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get there on the homepage, there's a little icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Also, visit another website of ours called Seggi Sings, SEGGI SINGS, and there you can learn all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second. Stick around, though, because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Said you today, live all across the USA and around the world. You know, I have a guest on the show right now that has a very unique invention that I'm extremely excited about because, you know, patriotism is at an all-time low, and we got to start waving that flag of ours and being proud of it. And this is a new way to do that. Joining us right now from Flag Guard is our guest, Steve McChesney. Hi, Steve. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Great to be here.
I am excited about this because this is a very unique situation that you have come up with, and it's one at a perfect timing, as I mentioned in the introduction, really need to be more patriotic and wave that flag. Tell us about Flag Guard. This is very clever.
It really is. It came from an idea that my brother-in-law had. You know, I've always been patriotic. I've always loved to fly a flag. He told me that he had this idea for many years about how he wishes there was some kind of a mechanism that could hold a flag and then unroll it to display it, and then when the weather got bad or the sun goes down, just hit a button and then it rolls it back up and puts it away. And just that simple idea, I thought, that's brilliant. I don't know why they haven't done that yet. And then, of course, we started talking more and more, and we got a little more in depth about it, and we added in our minds other great features, like, you know, not just push a button and have it unroll or roll up, but what if there was a light sensor that when the sun came up, the flag would get deployed, and when the sun goes down, it would roll it back up and put it away. I thought, well, that's smart. How many people are out there, you know, taking their flag down at night when they don't have lights to light it up? And speaking of lights, we thought, well, why not have LED lights where you can fly it at night if you want? You know, one thing led to another, and it just became more and more, and we started putting the pieces together.
See, the nice part about that is that it protects the flag from the elements. Now, I fly a flag in my yard 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But I have to tell you, Steve, I go through flags like a surgical knife through butter, okay? Because it's out there all the time. It's lit at night. I go through a lot of flags that I wouldn't have to go through if indeed I had that kind of protection.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, we thought about that as well. So one of the things that we're doing on our product is we're going to be printing flags on vinyl. Most of the flags that are flown are cotton or they're nylon, and over time they tatter and they get dirty, and figured if it was on vinyl, you could easily wash it, keep it clean. But we know that some people still want to have a nylon flag because they want it to be able to wave. So we're going to make that available as well. So you'll have your choice of the two.
Now, you say you customize flags to the request of a customer, like a football team or a NASCAR driver or something of that nature?
That is the other nice thing about the unit we're promoting and we're building. If you just open the right-hand side of the housing, you can easily slide out whatever flag you have in there and slide in a different flag. It would take you, I mean, you know, 30 seconds to switch flags out if you wanted to fly some kind of a different flag. So, for instance, if you have you want to fly a Christmas flag, and you want to, then you have the American flag, and then an Easter comes around, you want to put an Easter flag in there, whatever you like. But we take it one step even further than that. We can print any flag from your digital picture. If you've got something special like your family, a picture of your family, and you want to welcome home one of the veterans that are coming home, you can say, you know, welcome home, and put their name on it and have a picture of you and fly that flag. So anything you want, if you can have it on a digital picture, we can print it on a flag for you.
So in other words, there could be a Ron Sedgy flag one day.
There could be a Ron Sedgy flag one day.
Oh, geez, I thought I'm a narcissist or anything, but this has great appeal to me. Out of curiosity, the applications. A home. How about a motorhome or possibly something in front of a business? I mean, it would be great on a motorhome.
Anywhere and everywhere. And yes, RV market is one of the ones that we definitely are going to be going after. You know, the home unit is going to fly the standard 3x5 flag. But we're also going to make one for the size for a motorhome, for an RV. That's going to be an 18x24-inch unit. It's a little bit smaller because, obviously, RVs are smaller than a house. So we want to be able to fly it easily at the RV. And again, you know, you can fly any flag you want. And I know that a lot of RVs, they have, like, the husband and wife's name on it and what city they're from. Well, mm-hmm. We can put that on a flag, you know, with a picture of them if we want to. So, yeah, the RV market, I think, is going to be a huge one for us as well.
Is there a website we can go to find out how to get one of these things? Because it really is a great idea. And, again, it's a patriotic idea. And I am assuming that everything on the flag, all the mechanism and the flag itself is made in America?
Everything made in the USA. Everything made right here in the USA. In fact, everything's assembled here. We're assembling it all here anyway.
Okay.
And yes, we have a website, flagtime.com. Flagtime.com.
Flagtime.com. Okay. And is there a way to order them now? Or are they pre-ordered, in production?
We are in the early stages. We put everything together. We have a prototype and a patent, but we are doing a Kickstarter campaign to help us get it off the ground. If you go to flagtime.com, you'll be able to click on our Kickstarter program there. But we just want you to know about it because we are going to come out with it, and it's a new way to fly your flag, and it's something that nobody's ever done before. And we think it's going to really just change the way people fly their flags.
So we're going to flagtime.com, but that has a link there to the Kickstarter program?
Correct. It does.
Okay, great. You know, you mentioned about the mechanism and everything. It's so important to have everything here in America, and especially with an American flag. The other day I was looking at a flag and it said, again, made in China. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was very heartbreaking. But this is a great item to have, very patriotic. And, you know, there's no hassle to it. I mean, you don't have to worry about going up and putting a flag up every day, push a button, or you don't even push a button. You have the timer there. I mean, that's a great idea.
If you have a cell phone, Ron, You have our app on the cell phone. Everything is just on your cell phone. You can roll it up. You can deploy it. You can. It's going to have a security camera built into it, a motion-censored security camera. So if somebody's, like, walking into your yard, just like that doorbell camera you have, it's going to pick it up, and you can record it right from the flag guard.
Does it make supper? It makes everything else work.
We're working on that idea still.
Okay, Steve, again, what's the website? Possibly order one and also maybe even be part of the Kickstarter program.
Yep, the website. It's flagtime.com. Go to flagtime.com and you'll be able to learn all about it and see it. And, you know, the price point on it's going to be reasonable. We're looking, you know, under $300 for the home unit and, you know, around $200 for the RV unit. So it's going to be, it's right up there with flagpoles and what they charge. You can have a lot more bells and whistles that you don't get with a regular flagpole.
Yeah, I bought a flagpole at an automobile auction one time, and it cost me a mint. And to be honest with you, I had to then have it installed and everything else. Got under some big dollars, so this sounds good. Steve, thanks for talking
to me. Now you have to go out there and raise it and lower it on your own.
That's exactly it. And the way I go through flags, that's frequent, too. Steve McChesney's been our guest. The name of the item he's talking about, to be patriotic and keep your flag nice and neat and clean and safe and lit at night, is flagtime.com. Right, Steve?
Flagtime.com. And the product itself is called Flag Guard.
Flag Guard. Okay. Thanks, Steve. Steve McChesney has been our guest. Great idea. I should have thought of that idea. I could have been hopefully as successful as they are going to be with an idea that is exceptionally good, especially in these times of patriotism that we need so bad in this country. And don't forget to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to the home page, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and you'll hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And you can also check some of our archive shows that are up on that site. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's patriotic months of the year. This is the perfect time for Flag Time to announce the launch of a special July Kickstarter campaign for Flag Guard. Flag Guard is a flag display unit that does more than just display old glory. Visit flagtime.com and click on the Kickstarter link to see what you've been missing when it comes to flying your flag. Not only will this unit protect your flag, but it will also protect your home with a built-in security camera. A light sensor will unfurl the flag when the sun comes up and put it away safely when the sun goes down. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. Would you like to fly your flag at night? Turn on the LED light system. Everything is controlled from an app on your smartphone. Learn all about the Flag Guard at flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. There, you'll see not only our prototypes in action, but you'll also learn about the July-only pricing and meet the Flag Guard team. Flagtime.com. That's flagtime.com. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have a whole lot to go yet. Want to thank Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys for joining us on the show this first hour. Also to my pal of many, many years, Yakov Smirnoff and Steve McChesney, talking about a unique way to fly the flag during these times when we should all be more patriotic. Next hour, a legendary man in the music business, Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials. Captain Bob Cook will be joining us on National Geographic. He's part of Wicked Tuna. Former director of NASA, Laurie Garver, and we're going to talk about a new way to market business for small businesses with Elizabeth Gore. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.